Blog Talk Radio.
The told you so kid looking like he's itching to sing. The day hell got cold, selling plane tickets to pigs. Time tested method for turning a fat chance slim. No wind dying, push whatever's bad back in. And that grin, Sarah's crew first place tastes beautiful. A cookie for the straightest face is filled milk's funeral. Snooping through the dark for a tall glass to dip it in. Shooting at its.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. It is July 21st, 2011. I'm Sinnoh White, and I'm here, and I have a bit of a headache today, so I might not be as perky, but hey, I'm here. And then my bestest friend, Ms. Corey / Gamenatrix, is up in the hizzle, and she's very feisty, so, yeah.
Hold an aggro.
You hold the aggro. I'll be...
An aggro-generating machine tonight.
Yeah, she totally is. It's kind of scaring me. Yeah, and that male voice you heard, the growly one, the really hot one, that's Master Blaster, and he's up here too. Hi.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Even Corey shaped ones. I'm not afraid.
You're getting a brow.
I'm getting the brow. Mm-hmm. I love brow. Brow turns me on.
Everything turns you on.
That's true.
It does.
What can I say?
Everything.
So much is going on at Comic Con. What's going on?
Did we ask you to talk about Comic Con?
I don't think we did.
I'm just saying it's all over the place. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think we said. Could you talk about Comic Con, please?
I'd like to talk about Comic Con. Go ahead. Continue.
I'm enjoying torturing you. It's making me feel better.
Torturing?
Yes, torture. Oh, I have to do it more.
Fine line between pleasure and pain. I've already crossed that line years ago.
Do you want to cut him or should I?
I think you should because you need to
Make
get
sure
out some aggression.
Make sure
you need to get out some aggression.
I was thinking much lower, something that you have two of.
Festive.
Oh, no. Oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to talk about something from this morning. People were wanting to know what the giggling was about. It's because Ginger told me her boobs hurt. That's why, during the news this morning.
And you just brought her out?
Yeah, I told her I was going to do it, and I told her mine too, back. So if y'all want to know what we were giggling about this morning, that's what we were laughing at.
Oh, God, now I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know why you're all grouchy now. God.
Why, because I'm going to cut you? Men. I always think they know what's going on. Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
We do.
Ben, would you like to talk about Comic-Con?
No, it's going on in the news right now.
He brought it up, and now he doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I do. It's going on in the news right now. It's going on right now in San Diego. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Yes, we're aware. Also aware that those Twilight people are there, and that Hugh Jackman is there talking about his new movie. And
Charlize Theron is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're bringing some stupid Star Wars Kinect game with them, too. Just letting you know. That's there as well. There's some news about the Old Republic, though, if you guys are big fans of...
No, I think I'm done with the Star Wars games altogether now. I think I'm done.
I don't know. I think the new MMO coming out has me a little excited, but I'm not, like, gung-ho about it. Like, I should be. I guess, I don't know, I've been burned too many times. You guys have burnt me. I'm so sad.
I know, ma'am.
Burn her like a piece of toast. And so what you're trying to say is the last time you were interested in Star Wars was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. Very good. I'm glad that you could, you know, make that like that.
I know. You've never heard that joke ever made before.
I never
like
have. No. That was
in a situation
that
like
was
this.
Really good. Yeah.
It was good. It was original.
Pick up. What? Pick up?
Pick it up. Okay. Thought I'd throw that in there. I can't find my gum. And there you have it. Good night. Thank you. You're here all week.
So I haven't seen any of the pictures of the... Now, I've been looking around. I've been trying to find people dressed up in cosplaying at Comic-Con.
I haven't been. I don't want to see that because, you know, people that dress up in cosplay are never people you want to see in cosplay.
No, that's not always true. that is not always true. Well, that is mostly true, but it is not always true.
I saw one guy that I wanted to see dressed in cosplay at PAX 1 out of hundreds of thousands.
I've seen several
women. Was he
women.
Fabulous or was he hot?
He was both. He was dressed like Prince of Persia with no shirt.
I don't
think he had the hair and the sword and the whole rippling abs thing going. Yes. Now he
That's
should wear cosplay.
That's hot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Looking very much like
That's
this.
That's hot.
Yes, it was very hot. I stopped him. Everybody else? No. I'm going to need you to put your regular clothes on.
For all the hot women out there, you do not have to listen to that advice.
There was no hot women. I can appreciate looking at a hot woman without being gay. I can say, she's got a nice figure. She looks good in that girl. Work.
Work it, girl. I can say they look good, you know. That.
I take that back. There was one or two girls that were dressed in cosplay, but they actually worked for Microsoft. They were dressed as some of the characters from Halo or some aliens, but they had women
Halo.
Aliens. Yeah, they looked good in their costume, but they were hired models. They were not gamers. So I'm going to need for you, if you're going to wear cosplay and you're not a model, to just keep your regular clothes on. Thank you.
Did you start the chat again?
The chat has begun.
Okay, good. Because let me do my small chat. Small chat. Is it gonna? Did it boot you out?
No.
Okay, good.
But Ginger's in there. We do need to ask her if her boobs still hurt. Oh, I'm sorry. She's already answered that question. She said they do in the chat room. They hurt.
I'm sorry, Ginger. I know how you feel.
Mine are not hurting anymore. I have drugs. Okay, so.
Drugs are good. I think I might need some for my headache, actually.
And there was a masseuse that came by earlier.
What?
I didn't mean to say that.
Whoa. No. What masseuse?
Nothing.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm, this is good gum. Okay. So, Blaster,
mm-hmm.
Is that all that you were excited about, this cosplay at Comic-Con?
Well, I mean, let me be honest with you. Comic-Con, I have not been a huge comic fan. So... Comic-Con has never been, like, the level of E3 excitement or the level of even, I don't know, with electronic, not the, what's the expo? It's in Chicago. CES. Right? Is it in Chicago? I don't know. Anyways.
So
the wherever. This year, I guess, was lost. It used to be in Chicago years ago. Anyways, CES. Never been to the level of CES or E3 for me. Comic-Con needs some, like, you know, letter acronyms to spell its name. Maybe I'll be more excited then, but... no, I mean, seriously, I'm not a big comic fan, never have been, never will be. I mean, I know Comic-Con shows some games there, but usually it's a rehash of what's been at E3 already. And sometimes you learn new things, sometimes you don't. But, you know, looking at the news forums today, everybody's been talking about all, like I said, the Star Wars games, and I'm kind of of the same opinion you are. Except for, you know, I mean, I would like to see how Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO, is coming. But other than that, I really don't care about Star Wars Lego. I don't care about, you know, Star Wars Kinect lightsaber, stupid, you know, on-rails crap. I'm not interested in that. So there you go. So, I mean, Comic-Con holds that kind of – I mean, I'm interested I like seeing articles about Comic-Con that deal with video games. And, I like seeing some of the cosplay costumes because they're kind of interesting. But that's it. Comic-Con other than that. For the actual purpose of Comic-Con, which is, you know, about comics and stuff, that has nothing to do with it. There you go.
I thought it was funny when I was watching some footage earlier, the whole Twilight cast and going on about how they were going to be so upset when Breaking Dawn, you know, the last one aired, because, you know, it's two-parter. And they tried to compare it to Harry Potter.
I don't think there's any comparison.
Wait. Say that again. I want to make sure I heard this right.
You heard me right. They were trying to compare it to Harry Potter and asking if it would pull the same numbers. Not a chance. Excuse
hell
me.
Hell no.
Let me use a Texasism version of that. Not a snowball's chance in hell do you compare to Harry Potter. Your movies are not as good as the. I'm going to be quiet.
What?
I'm going to be quiet because I'm about to rant. No, I cannot rant. Not today. It's going to get really ugly. Not my normal ugly, but that ugly. Yeah. That ugly where y'all were like, mute her.
Well, I
would.
We're
like that every week. But.
I told you I can be quiet. Thank you. But, yeah, so I'm going to need for you guys. I've only seen one Twilight, and that was enough for me. I would like to point out that none of the Harry Potter movies have been bad. Not a one. Whereas you started off bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did. Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine. I just decided. Yeah. Stop watching them. I'll wait for them to come or TV or something. It's not in a hurry. And I read all the books. Anyway. I like that he was there. I still don't know what his movie's about. I don't understand. Or why are people going to Comic-Con to promote their movies? The comic book.
I don't know. That's
good
actually
question.
Like, yeah, because I was actually looking online and I saw a picture of the Twilight cast and I read the caption and Comic-Con and I kind of looked at it for a minute and I went, what? 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 Why? Why are you a comic if there's no Twilight comic? There? Did I miss something?
No, I don't get it. It's the same with the cast goes to Comic Con. But I think they had a comic book out at one point. There was a comic. I'm not sure. Somebody. And I know Hugh Jackman has been there to promote Wolverine. Wolverine is a character, so that I understand.
Yep. Yep, Twilight. That I understand. That
Twilight I don't get. I don't get.
Right.
Yeah, no. Although I do enjoy looking at Taylor Lautner, because he's a young little thing.
No, he's legal now. And I enjoy looking at him, too.
Oh, that's really?
Yes, he's legal. And I am going to see his new movie. It looks great. It's an action movie. He's already setting himself up to be an action star. So I say, go, Taylor. So he should have just took his shirt off. I really don't care what you have to say, Taylor. You're under 25. You have nothing interesting to say. No experiences that I want to hear. Just take your shirt off and stand there. Shut up.
You're okay. Sweet. You're a sweet boy. You really are. But just take the shirt off and then stop talking.
Stand there. You too, Daniel Radcliffe. You're cute. You're legal now. Take the shirt off and just stand there. Thank you. All right. We got to move along. Yes. I'm mad. GLaDOS is not talking to me on Twitter anymore. I'm very upset. GLaDOS, why aren't you talking to me?
I don't think she likes you anymore.
I know you. It happens.
She's mad.
She talked to me this morning. She asked how we were holding up, and she said she was a potato. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you won't know for a long time.
Oh, I have to play Portal 2. Is that what it is? Or is
yes,
it a Portal 1?
Right.
Okay.
It's a Portal 2 joke. Yeah, you won't figure it out until then.
Oh, well. Glad
that's kind of a giant. That's kind of a giant. I don't know why they made that joke, actually. That's kind of.
Not they. She's a. You didn't know the Twitter GLaDOS is a bot?
No, I know what you're talking about. I know she said they shouldn't have put that in there as one of her responses. That's all I'm saying.
Stuff. She just told someone that. Oh, what did she say? It was something mean I saw. I forgot what it was she said a minute ago. She's kind of vicious. She's got more followers than us. I think I'm jealous. Who is typing?
Me.
Anyway, moving along. Is that what you had to talk about for your Comic-Con?
No, I was just gonna say one last thing about it. I'm glad you noticed that. It seems like it's been a little bit muddied. The waters have been muddied.
It has been. I mean, come on. Why are you there promoting movies? It makes no sense.
Comic-Con has been it's now like a combination of like the film festival slash, E3 slash comic book slash nerd, thing. And it's stupid.
Why do they try to lump us all in? There is what I don't get. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Agreed.
We should not be lunching together. We're two really different kind of geeks, people. Some of us kind of meld together, but not any of us.
Right. And there's some of us who do not enjoy giant guy furry costumes. I would be one of them. I'm not interested. I mean, like, some of the cosplay I like, but most of it I don't. And I really don't. I guess I don't care about. Comic books at all. Sorry.
I don't either. We're probably gonna get hate mail for that. You know that, right?
Care. I don't really.
I like one of one comic book. That will be Daredevil when Elektra is killing the people in the alley in the bikini. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I like the hot stuff. That's about it.
I'm not an anime fan either. So I would just put that out there. We are straight up games.
Straight up gangster. Old gamer. Oh, something. I don't know.
So I have some happy Valve-related news I'm excited about.
Uh-oh.
You guys ready for this? This is big news. Well, if you're a PC gamer, now I have to actually, I haven't, I apologize in advance. I haven't actually looked into the Xbox 360 version, but for Left 4 Dead 2, supposedly tomorrow, this is Valve said, at the latest, they will be releasing a free DLC for those, at least for the PC users. Again, I don't know how Xbox is going to do it. I really didn't look into that, because why? If you're playing a Valve game, why are you playing it on Xbox or PS3? It makes no sense whatsoever. But tomorrow should be Dead Air, which is a campaign from the first Left 4 Dead. They have ported over to Left 4 Dead 2, so you'll be able to play Dead Air with the classic Left 4 Dead 1 cast versus the Left 4 Dead 2 plus Left 4 Dead 1 Special Infected. So, and they've of course made some adjustments to that campaign as well to take into account that fact. So that's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be freaking awesome. So just wanted to make that Valve-related announcement. Oh, also, Team Fortress 2 had a huge update.
And, Lord, you and the Team Fortress.
Had a large update. Go check it out. It's awesome. It's fun. If you like Team Fortress. If you like Team Fortress 2, I mean, everybody likes Team Fortress 2 but you, apparently, Corey. You're the one
it's
person.
It's not that I dislike it. I got bored.
Because there was just
okay,
a couple
no.
of
Team Fortress is pretty boring after a while. Unless you enjoy doing that, unless that's something like you specifically seek out to do, it does get boring. Because it's the same thing. It's the same thing and the same maps over and over and over again.
So there's like so much, but there's like so much to it. Like if you just play, if you check out like the character, okay, so there's so much outside of the game that people enjoy about it. The characters are well designed, and I think that their personalities and the voice actors that did them, they're on par with something you'd see from like Pixar or something like that. I mean, the character designs are just fantastic. The universe is fantastic.
Let me say this. This comes from the fact that you love the game, okay?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you go on YouTube, you will find tons and tons and tons of, like, nothing to do with gameplay, just to do with the characters, music videos, and, like...
Well, I can find that for any game. You're not... it's because you love the game you're looking for.
You need more than just commentary and cute character bios and, you know, all that stuff for a game to truly hold your attention, but... For an FPS, for what it was meant to be, yeah, it's one of the better ones, but it's not going to get my attention.
Now, and I actually told him this, but last week after we had our Team Fortress 2 foray, I actually downloaded MTB, which people were going on about, oh, it's horrible, that's why EA dropped it. Now, I went back to read, I didn't see any, it was horrible, and that's why EA dropped it. What I saw... When I played the game, was that EA must be crazy. The game is not only gorgeous, and my graphics card is not higher in, not for now anyway, it's higher in when I bought, but it, you know, it was chugging along, and I could see then how gorgeous it was. Add to that it is another one of the hybrids, I think, that gamers are not ready for the genre yet. We have two games like this that for some reason people are shying away from. We talk about the other one, Fallen Earth, which I wrote an article about the two of them, and APB.
Yep.
But I think that's all there is that it is a new genre. There is no classification for this, and it is an FPS MMO hybrid, and it is fantastic. When I played APB, I was like, oh my god, it's not what I thought it was, but it is absolutely excellent. It is criminals versus cops at the very basic level. Mm-hmm. What it does promote is the whole thing that we've been bitching about here is that the gaming community, we are so split. We are so angry with each other. We so can't play together. And I started the game, and I picked criminal Jonah Hot Roll.
Of course. You're mean and nasty. And
yeah. So I come out after I have, you know, come into the game for the first time, and I mug somebody. I didn't realize what I was doing. When I mug them, what happens in the game is the player cops. Get an APB on you, where you are. I'm standing in the middle of the street. I have mugged this man for his money, and he's like, please don't kill me. I mug his girlfriend. Bitch, give me your purse. And I look up, and there's a cop car rolling towards me. So I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how to work the controls. Before I could figure out anything, I see this gang of criminals come out of nowhere. You know, they're shooting up the cop, and they're like, you know, girl, we got you. Somebody rolled up in their little stolen car. Beep, beep, you know, get in. I was like, oh, this is nice. I got peeps. I didn't even know I had peeps. Of course, they'll kill you later, but
that's a good word.
Peeps. I got peeps. That's the basics of the game. Not only that, but your missions are more of a who gets there first So it's not just you go do missions. I have other criminals to contend with to get this stash of drugs I was after.
Now that's hot.
Firefights break out in the street after I was trying to get my drugs. A cop rolled up because he knows that the stash of drugs is there, so he's got to beat me to it, keep me from getting it. It's just, I was like, there's nothing like this that I played. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm being shot at. I'm ducking behind stuff. I'm trying to jump fences. I fell off a roof. You know, all this is fun and excitement. That's different to me. And that's what I like. When I say I need complication in my game, I can't be the exact same thing over and over. I do tend to get bored. And I'm not saying Team Fortress is horrible, but I got bored of doing the same thing over. What makes it fun, yes, when we were all there together, but we were all kind of trying to get together. Snow was trying to download. Ginger's sick.
I think you would have had more fun had everybody been on there together and we've been on.
I may have, but I would have gotten bored slower is what would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you played one class.
You tried the one class. That's what's interesting about it.
It's not the class. See, that is where when you say as a gamer we have different tastes. It has nothing to do with the class. I got bored of looking at the maps, period.
Exactly. It's the same. And even if you're in a different map, it looks the same.
Yeah.
It has very similar art style.
Yeah.
But that's like saying I get tired of a Pixar movie. All the Pixar movies, they all have very similar art styles.
No, I disagree with that. They have different art styles.
No, they don't. They're very similar.
See, that's
style of drawing, maybe, but the environment itself is different.
Well, they have different maps that have way different environments. They have ones that aren't desert, aren't brown. They have maps that are like, you know, because, I mean, you're complaining there's a lot of deserts and all these.
I didn't say it was a lot of deserts. I said I got bored of looking at the same map over and over. We played the same maps.
We should have tried different maps. There's plenty of them.
That doesn't keep me from getting bored. Here is the thing.
Any game, whether it's an MMO or anything else, you eventually will hit a point where there's no new content and you're going to get bored.
Not necessarily.
Yes. I get bored of MMOs for that very reason. I don't play
them. You do, and I know what you're talking about, but what I was saying when I'm playing these other two is a little different. I get bored of MMOs for the same reason, yes, but when there's something different for me to do or I have a task to do that's not going to be the same task over and over, then yes, I tend to get bored a little less quicker. But there it was the same thing over and over. Okay, I got to defend this point.
You're obviously not the proper crowd. Team Fortress 2, and that's fine. I'm just saying that don't discount it because of that.
You have a tendency. See, so people, this is the example of fanboy love. Ben loves his Team Fortress. He does not hear what I'm saying. I didn't say it was a bad game. I said it is awesome. I would have had a whole lot more fun. Yes, playing with everybody was there, but I still would have gotten bored at a certain point. And then that's when you heard Z say, you knew she was going to go there. I started looking at the gun going, ooh, that's a nice texture.
Yep.
Ooh, look at the wall.
Guess
that's
what?
When I officially
left,
got bored.
Z and me were on there, and we were kicking some butt together when you left.
I could hear y'all. That's why I went to go and play Portal. I need some more stimulation. I need to be able to do something different. And it's not the classes that makes it different. I just need something completely different.
So what you're saying, I have a problem.
No.
You're admitting it.
I just don't like doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah,
the same map and doing the same
thing. That's not what I heard around. That's not the word on the street.
Hey. I just want to just jump in before we start an argument there?
Yes. Go ahead.
The type of game that you like, it's totally dependent on your style of gamer, of what gamer you are. Me, I get bored of first-person shooters because that's just not what I like. I love MMOs. You give me an MMO, I can pretty much stay there for hours and hours and hours. I mean, it's not going to bother me at all, but you get me an FPS, I get bored in like 5 minutes. I'm like, this sucks. Click. I'm out.
I'm not saying I don't understand that. I completely understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, I guess Corey just doesn't like FPSs because
Let me finish this statement.
I'm saying as a person who likes I like all kinds of games. I like FPS, I like RTSs, I like MMOs, sort of. I like RPGs more. Like I like varied games. I like simulators. But I'm just saying that, you know, I understand getting tired and bored of shooting a gun over and over and over again, and all the guns kind of look similar in different FPS. I understand all that. I'm just saying there's something that keeps pulling me back to Team Fortress 2. I've been playing this game for like 2.5 years, and something always like new, like they're always putting out updates for free. Doesn't cost you free updates.
This is where you say you're not preaching to anybody. That is what you like. Even when Snow is saying she likes MMOs, there's certain MMOs, like she's playing Rift right now. I set foot in Rift and I'm like, I don't know why the hell she likes it, because it's not my type of MMO.
Yeah, no, and it's totally. I agree. It also depends on what type of the game you like. Like you. I'm tired today and I have a headache, so bear with me. What I'm saying is this. There are some people who like certain types of first-person shooters, but they don't like others. And me, I like certain types of MMOs, but I don't like others.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying, as a person who doesn't mind FPSs, I'm telling you that since you guys don't like them, let me tell you from my experience.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever. Since they're not your favorite type of game. Whatever you want to say.
Any game is my favorite type of game, but too much of it is going to stop me from playing too much.
Right.
It's the same thing we talk about when I say we try to get you to play Facebook games. You're like, I don't want to play.
Because I don't
and
like Facebook games.
Exactly. But I can't.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and argue with somebody who says I like Facebook games and this is the best Facebook game out there. I'm not going to argue with you.
Exactly.
We're not arguing with you over saying what's a good first-person shooter and what's not, because obviously, if that's not like our favorite type of game, we're not going to be saying, oh, that's a sucky game. We're going to say that it's not our style.
Right. And so I'm speaking not to you two, but to everybody else listening to us, that there's something about Team Fortress 2 that I think we're all saying
pretty much the same thing. We're just arguing about it.
I think so, too.
We do that a lot. You know that, right?
No, I know we do, and I don't. I think that there's a communication. And what we have here is a failure to communicate. That's the problem.
If we were sitting in person, I'd have done flash shot of boobs and end this argument, and that would have been over. So I'm just going to flash in the boobs.
Hold on a second. I got to book a plane ticket right now.
Flash in the boobs, and there.
So you do the butt, I'll flash the boobs. We're all good.
What are you trying to say?
My boobs are not pretty enough to flash? We're just saying
that your butt is better than your boobs.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
That's a compliment on your butt.
It is better. Just like my boobs are better than my butt.
I have to agree with both of those statements.
Moving along, because I've already got a comment. I posted this on Twitter a minute ago. I'm going to leave this alone. Dirty little.
Keep crying, baby.
Dirty. Dirty. Nasty.
I'm dirty, girl. I like it dirty.
Nope, y'all. Okay,
I'm sorry.
This is actually new, and we'll probably report this again as news tomorrow, but more formally, so don't be like tomorrow. They were talking about that last night. Yes, now we're going to actually talk about it tomorrow. We'll mention the story, and there'll be some minor commentary. This just came up on Game Politics. There's a kid, Wellington, Ohio, teenager, who was blaming video games because he killed his mama.
And you know, I was going to talk about that.
You were?
Yes,
so
sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Stealing her thunder.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well,
you go ahead and pick it up, and I'll just comment on it. How about that?
Wait a minute. I got my Microsoft cards. I'm fixing to learn how to play Texas Hold'em, because no, I don't. But I'm going to learn how to play with Microsoft cards. Okay.
Girl, would you stop? Would you just go on with the story? Damn.
You know what? That's for you. Okay, so anyway. I'm shuffling my deck.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling. For a second there.
You thought I said another word. I know where your mind is.
No. In the mic.
What?
Okay, so the reason why I'm bringing this up, of course, is you guys know we have that whole streaming law thing that's going to go into effect. S-978. So you guys need to be paying attention. But this is one where they keep bringing up the same old topic. Hey, I killed my mom, and it's the fault of the video games. How about your ass was crazy? You need to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If something can affect you that much, if a game can affect you that much, your ass was crazy to begin with. I'm sorry.
Now, supposedly, what's his name? Danny, where's your name? Danny Petrick, 16 years old. He started playing video games after a snowboarding injury kept him confined to his home for more than a year. And he got depressed.
Okay, no. Depressed because you've been in your house for a year. That may
have something to do with it.
May have something to do with it. Oh, my God.
So, of course, you have a minister. There's always a minister, a preacher. You know what? I want to know, do people that go into the ministry have to undergo psychiatric evaluation?
Not Corey. That's not true of everybody.
Oh,
I'm serious.
That's so generalizing.
No, that's not generalizing. I'm asking a question. Do they have to undergo psychiatric evaluation?
Why should they? Do you have to undergo psychiatric evaluation to run a podcast? I think you should.
That's not exactly the same thing, Black.
I'm not asking people to follow me and do what I say.
I don't know. She asks people to follow her and do what she says. She's
to the promised land. So if you're going to be trying to lead me to the promised land, you better know where the hell we going and not be crazy. I'm just saying. I'm asking a question.
Corey's given a big mic. She has an audience. She tells them what to think and when to think.
No, I tell them what
I don't know. Sounds very similar to what's
going on. No, Blaster. Like, there is a difference. All she does is she tells them what she thinks. If they choose to follow, that's their prerogative.
I didn't say drink this damn Kool-Aid. I said I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
See, that's stereotypes.
It is not stereotyping. I'm asking that because, you know, I was sitting here watching CNN the other night, and there's some man saying that he's casting demons out of people, and they're all laying on the floor writhing and pretending to throw up. And I'm just wondering, and he was really convinced of what he was saying. Is he correct? I don't know, but I'm wondering if they have to go psychiatric evaluation. The president had to undergo it because, you know, you don't want the man in there that's going to push the button and be like, you know what, fuck them bitches. You know, so why are pastors not the same, given the history of pastors in this country, David Koresh, Jim Jones, that have made people do crazy stuff? Who was the other guy with the people with the sneakers? The spaceship was coming to get them. Anybody remember those people back in the 90s? Yeah. So I'm just wondering. It's a legitimate question. Do they have to undergo psychiatric evaluation? I think you should if you're the head of a church. So, you know, keep in mind also we have a bunch of Catholic priests that are molesting boys. Really, seriously, these people need to undergo psychiatric evaluation before you. It should be part of, before you can take over the church, they need to examine you. So
here's what I'd like to say, though. Here's what I would like to say. Anybody that violates that kind of level of trust should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Agreed.
That I would like to say.
I say we nip it in the bud before it happens. Let's get them in the room and start asking them questions. Do you like, A, this picture of kittens, or B, this picture of little boys? There you go.
No, you know, actually, I completely agree. Anybody who has that position of authority, of any authority at all, needs to undergo some sort of psychiatric evaluation, because if they don't and there ends up being something wrong, it's going to be like, it's going to look bad for the whole, it's going to look bad for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, people have been frowning upon people have been frowning upon the Catholic Church now because of something a few people that were unstable did. That's all I'm saying. So, we have
All right. I
got you. Yeah, I'm not saying all pastors are crazy, but I think it doesn't hurt. We get somebody in there, check them out, make sure they're not crazy. They're not going to say, here, drink this Kool-Aid. It's okay. I know it smells funny, but drink it. The Lord said drink it.
Yeah, and see, you have such a great and awesome point, and then you go and ruin it with your mouth.
You know what? Don't be mad, because I'm not talking about your church. Now, if they're drinking Kool-Aid at your church, then you need to speak to your people. Don't be mad at me, because I'm calling your people out.
All right, let's move on.
Anyway, so Pastor Mark at the Brighton Township is saying that the reason why this little boy shot his mom and killed her was because of he had the two top ten causes of teen shootings, depression and an obsession with violent media and video games.
Well, then, I should have killed my mom years ago.
Right?
I had an obsession with violent media and violent video games.
I wonder, did anybody ever kill anybody after watching Terminator? Did they say Arnold made them do it? I'm just curious.
I like to have violent movies playing in the background while I'm playing a game about blowing up. I think that's like double. That's a double.
Blaster, I think we're gonna have to. Just let you go into a nice psychiatric hospital for a while.
I'm just saying that that's a very good possibility.
Yes.
I'm gonna call the people with the pretty white coats to pick Blaster up. I keep them on speed dial just for him.
When they pick me up, I'll be laughing like a crazy maniac.
And asking for an Xbox and a PC that can play games. That's what I want in my padded room.
Hear me dragging me out.
I'm gonna kill somebody. You're gonna say, "Oh, I'm gonna kill somebody." See, that'll be the death because of the violent video game. Give it to me, or I'm gonna kill somebody.
So let's say this. People in those kind of situations, people of authority, make mistakes. All right, that's obviously blaming that. It's just a stupid, idiotic thing to say, right? And so nobody's perfect. So that guy said something really stupid. I cannot agree with that.
And his father's agreed with the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right, so people say stupid things all the time, okay? And people in power say stupid things all the time. So that's okay, right? Whatever.
Let me read this excerpt from the story, okay? This guy Chalmers, who apparently studied juvenile murders for 25 years, he says, and I quote, "I am convinced that violent video games played a key role in this crime," and then adding that before his injury, the teen was a, quote, "normal kid." I'm sorry, he was not a normal kid, okay? If he resorted to murder after playing a game, that's not normal. There is something wrong. There is something screwed up in that kid's head. So you cannot call him a normal kid.
Agreed. Agreed. Because I mean, isn't the definition, isn't the difference between being normal and being abnormal how you deal with situations?
Yes.
Like, isn't that the defining factor? Yes. Like, okay, for instance, you know, somebody, like, you walk into your house and there's a stranger in your house. Do you immediately go over and go, "Hey, would you like a cup of coffee? How about you have a seat? Let's talk about how your day was. I don't know you from Adam, and you're just standing in the middle of my house naked, but hey, let's have a seat and let's have a conversation." Or do you turn around and go, "Oh my God, there's a naked man in my house. Help, police."
I don't do any of those things.
Or
no,
she gets the sword
and goes after them.
Or do you reach for the concealed weapon and blow the sucker away?
That would be me.
The last two, I think, are more reasonable responses to having a naked person standing in the middle of your house than the first one. Right, and that would be the definition, I think, of normal versus abnormal person. So a normal person would play a video game and then put the game down and go and have a normal, nice day. Right, an abnormal person would go play the video game and then go out and shoot a bunch of people. Now, the real question is whether or not playing the video game caused them to go out and shoot the people, or whether that was just anything would have caused them to do that on that given day. And my opinion is the second is true. The latter is true rather than the former. That's my opinion.
Now, see, and that's where the problem lies, is that you have these group of people, especially I like this one that says he was researching juvenile murders 25 years, and somehow games made it onto the list. Can we all go back 25 years and see that violent video games, really? What was games out 25 years ago? There were no violent video games.
I don't know what this guy is talking about.
Was it Pitfall Harry swinging on vines that you can't?
Frogger. Oh my God, Frogger.
Yes. Frogger was so violent. I don't know about you, but after I was jumping that little frog across the street, I was ready to kill some people.
You know what's really funny is that I rescue frogs all the damn time because of that game.
I rescue turtles.
I breed frogs.
I do too. I do too. Turtles too.
I stop in the middle, like I pull off inside of the road and run out and get them out of the road.
I try to catch the frogs around my house and guide them into my backyard where the mosquitoes are so I can help them out.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like I chased one in there just a couple of days ago. Go in the backyard. Eat them mosquitoes, boy. Do your job. So he apparently, this boy, how this all started, he stole the family minivan, taking his copy of Halo 3 with him. They stopped him from playing Halo. They had an argument. They forbid him to play Halo inside their home.
Why did they forbid him to play Halo?
They didn't want him to. Well, the preacher man said it was evil, so they took it away from him.
They took it away from him
and locked it in a lockbox. And he stole the minivan and took his Halo with him. This is after he shot both of them. I actually saw the story on TV, but I'm finding it funny that it's now making its way back to the news.
He had a snowboarding accident and he got depressed for a year. That I can understand. But my question to the parents is this: a year of having your child locked up in the house, housebound, why the fuck did you not do anything for your kid during that year?
Did you not realize he was depressed?
Exactly. It's not like it was a few days' time. This is the fucking year we're talking about. And you let your son get this depressed.
Why didn't you send him to vacation Bible day camp or something?
You could have got him out of the house. I'm absolutely certain. Even if he broke his leg, you could have done something to get him out of the house, or maybe do something fun for him in the house. Maybe throw him like a little party inside, or do something, or encourage friends to come over, or whatever. But for a fucking year, you didn't know that he was depressed.
And teenage hormones ain't no joke, people.
Exactly. And you didn't think to get him help. You didn't think to call a psychiatrist, somebody, a therapist, his best friend, you. For God's sake, what the hell? And yet you're going to blame violent video games for this.
Well, the mom can't blame anything because she's gone. But the dad survived, and him and the preacher man are saying it's the games.
Okay.
The games are addictive. Kid, and this is the direct quote from his father. These games are addictive. Kids get addicted like they do drugs.
That's right. I can just see some kid in some back alley walk up to a guy in a trench coat. He's like, hey, man, you got the thing I asked for? Yeah, but it's going to cost you this time. First time was free. All right. How much? $59.99. They're getting more expensive every time. I know. All right, here you go. Gears of War 3, man. Just get out of here, man. Cops are coming.
Yeah, I've said that before.
Same time next week? Yeah, yeah. No, seriously. I mean, it's like...
You got an expansion pack? You got the DLC on this? Yeah.
I have to say this. He's right about one thing. They are getting... Like, drugs are getting more and more expensive as the years go by. And, you know, and like I said, especially when it comes to the free-to-play games, it's like the first hit's always free, and then it costs you after that. So all of this is a lot like drugs, except for one key difference, is that I don't see people... I mean, and maybe there is. I mean, I can't say that there isn't somebody out there that is addicted to video games as severely as somebody that would be addicted to, like, heroin that would, you know, basically die from the addiction. But I don't think the mortality rates of video game addiction are as high as drugs. So
now,
I would
that,
agree with
that movie that Snow was talking about. Some was that a year ago we did the show with the it was talking about these couple that met in World of Warcraft and they fell in love. They did have a guy who was addicted. He didn't leave his house. He lost his job. But I'm gonna go on record as saying it's probably a very rare case. The people that lost their job because they were so into World of Warcraft. But again, he is not out with a sword cutting people up at the grocery store going, for the Horde! It's not happening. I'm telling you. It's just not happening.
There is a difference between gaming addiction and people blaming games for violent actions.
They blame them for violent... Remember, there was a lady in that show. Her son had killed himself, and she wanted to blame it on the game. She kept saying, oh, well, he spent all his time playing the game. What people are not grasping is anybody that does anything, whether it's take drugs, whether it's drinking, we're not mentally stable to begin with. It has nothing and to do with the fact that they were drinking that drove them crazy. They started drinking because they had problems.
Yep.
They started taking drugs because they had problems. And then they went out and decided to take it out on somebody else instead of keeping it in. Unfortunately, somebody got caught in the crossfire. But it's not the game that triggered or caused them to do it. Is this guy saying, well, the reality faded away for him is why he did it. No, the reality faded away because you kept your kid locked in the house for a year.
Exactly. And that's just, it just flabbergasted me. He's depressed for a year, and you didn't do shit about it.
Right. Well, see, that's the same. But see, that's people like that that will jump to that kind of conclusion. The same people that are like, well, you know, the drugs are actually worse for them than the benefits. And I've read all this stuff, and, you know, it's worse to take antidepressants when you're depressed. And the side effects are so bad that, you know, it's just better off to try to deal with it yourself.
Yes, yeah. This side effect is way worse because it ended up with people dead.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, really, to be honest with you, you know, people are my whole point, though, is like that's his stupid opinion. He's entitled to it. But I'm going to tell you right now that that's not the case at all. And I think that a lot of smart people out there would realize the fact this kid was sick to begin with, something,
yep.
and you know, anything would have set him off. I mean, I've seen people – I mean, you know, there's all kinds of – go look, you know, look at the police records in your city, if they have public records. I've seen them. They do around here. They post them in the newspaper and stuff about domestic violences and stuff. Do you think all that is caused because somebody was playing video games? I mean, none of that has to do with video games or anything. People do – you know, are violent towards each other for no reason whatsoever. Oh, you burned the roast tonight. Let me throw this at you. Or, you know, you came home and you wouldn't leave me alone. So let me smack you or something. You know, whatever, right? I mean, people do stupid.
I'm sorry. You just reminded me of Chicago. Have either of you seen Chicago?
No.
Okay. That's what you just described is one of the people in the movie Chicago, one of the women. I forgot, what is it called? The cell block tango with the women. She goes, her husband came in and he says, you've been screwing the milkman. And then he ran into my knife 10 times. So
wow.
So what you just said is true. People, they're just crazy.
They have a reason. People are looking for scapegoats. That's all they want. They want to find something or someone that they can blame for whatever's going wrong in their lives. And it just so happened that this kid had an addiction to a game. And gaming addiction, that's real. That is real. Okay, you can be addicted to anything. You could be addicted to...
chewing gum, like myself.
Chewing gum, toilet paper, eating toilet paper, combing your hair, whatever. You can be addicted to anything. So that's real. Gaming addiction, that is real. But anything can become addictive if you have an addictive personality. But to say that violent video games was responsible for this,
I dare say you took away the only thing that was probably keeping him
exactly
is ironic, and maybe he felt like that was just the last straw. I can't go outside. I can't snowboard. I've been locked in the house for a year, and you're going to take away my Halo? That's the last straw. Blam, blam. So you might have brought this on yourself. Sorry. You got to let the babies go outside, people. They got to go outside. They need the sunshine. They need the air. They need other kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baby.
How old is this baby, this particular baby?
And if he can't go outside, then you need to do something about that. You need to bring the outside in. You need to interact with him some. You need to find people to come over. You need to find different activities for him to do. Something.
And I'm sure he had people
something
he was
like
playing
that.
Halo with. He could have called them and said, "Watch y'all come over
exactly.
and take Billy to go see Harry Potter or something."
Exactly.
As I said, if you're a parent and you're engaged in your child's life, then I think that your child's going to be a well-adjusted person when they grow up. And that's just it. I mean, how much time are you willing to spend with your kids so that they are a well-adjusted, normal human being? I bet you this kid's parents didn't spend a lot of time with him. I bet you that they used video games for the longest time as the babysitter, right? And then once this kid went off the rails, they blamed the babysitter instead of
blaming
himself.
Well, no, they took the babysitter away is what they did. That's
yeah,
what he
saying, and caused the kid to go off the rails. And then now they're blaming the babysitter as you know, the reason why he did this. When in reality, it was you know, the fact that they weren't probably engaged in his life like they should have been. And I can make that assumption. You might say, "Well, that's an assumption. You don't know that." But I'm just telling you right now that
it's an assumption.
It's a pretty,
as a parent, you do what you can for your kid. But the thing is clearly these people were not being those types of parents. Sometimes no matter what you do, it's going to go wrong. But in this case, it was not a "we did everything we could." We were trying to take him out, and you know, he just came home and killed us. Then you know the kid was just disturbed. There was pretty much nothing they could do.
The kid was depressed, mm-hmm. and so they didn't do anything about it for a long time. That tells me right there all I need to know about how engaged they really were in his life.
Yeah, they were not.
They were not.
And I like one of the quotes down here from one of the guys here on Game Politics is saying, "They put weapons in the hands of our children that teaches them to murder, and that killing is okay." No, you bought the gun in the house.
I mean, back in the day, they put the weapons in, you know, kids were going to war. That I was reading an article the other day that, you know, the drummer boys in the Civil War, I mean, those kids were like 9 and 10 years old. And here they are in the middle of a battlefield, right, where people are shooting back and forth at each other and cannonballs are exploding. People's heads are getting blown off. And these kids didn't go, you know, didn't leave that and
go home and kill people.
I mean, they definitely left scarred emotionally, I guarantee
yep.
it, but they didn't go out. But they handled it, and that's what I'm saying. Like, nowadays, there's this whole blame somebody, you know, "Oh, it's not my fault, it's blame somebody else." That's what this whole culture is about. It's about, instead of taking responsibility, those parents, if they should have been engaged in their kid's life, and they weren't, and their kid ended up coming out back to bite them in the ass. And you know what? Instead of taking responsibility, they're still not doing that. They're blaming somebody else, and that's just a big, giant cop-out.
That's what I was saying. They're looking for a scapegoat. No one wants to take responsibility for when things go wrong.
Why is it got to be a scapegoat? Why can't it be a scape cow? Right?
Oh,
no.
My God.
Why are we always
cow,
picking on
then.
How about a scape
cow?
It's a scape cat or a scape
dog. No, we can't. I have cats. We can't say that.
Okay, scape dog.
No, we can't say that. I like dogs.
Scape fish.
There you go.
There you go.
It's a scape fish.
Scape chicken.
It's a scape fish. I like that better.
Scape giraffe.
But I
love these comments. I'm still, the thing that's getting me is yes, they didn't put the people didn't put the murder weapon in your child's hand. You brought a gun in the house. That's another thing. No gun safety. Why did he have access to this gun? Why was this not locked away?
Yep.
I've had this conversation already. As soon as my child is able to crawl, I have to get a gun safe. That's the very first thing that has to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Or what did they tell me? Did I tell you I went to the shooting range?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I went
a couple weeks ago. I don't really like guns, but yeah, there is a gun in my house now. Just so y'all know, in case y'all trying to roll up on me, you out there, you know who you are. You right there.
Stalkers, you get
to my sword, I got a gun. Okay, so just get that straight. But when I went there, they started telling you about gun safety. You know, if you have a little one in the house, you know, the clip needs to be here and the gun here. The person that's breaking into your house don't know, you know, if your clip is in the gun or not. They're not going to take the chance. They're going to try to run.
Yep.
So the thing is,
well, let's the same people would run.
Yeah, same people would run. The other ones were going to run at you, in which case,
yeah,
I know where the clip is. It might be in my bra. How about that?
Well, there ain't much else in your bra,
exact,
so that works.
You're the exact last person I'd want having a gun. I'm just letting you know.
I didn't really care for the guns. I was a little antsy, but I'm a good shot. You know, it's all those violent video games. That's why I'm such a good shot.
Not give them any more fuel.
She gets up there, she's like, where's my reticule? I can't shoot in my reticule. Man, where's my ammo count? Where's that at? Where's Don's gun? I can't see.
Exactly, exactly. Is it overheating yet?
I don't have the armor. What?
Look, my blood press R to reload. Look, I'm trying to shake it. Why isn't it reloading?
You shake it more than once you're playing with it, Corey.
But I'm just like, I don't understand. I don't understand the peoples. I don't understand our government. That reminds me.
Inconceivable.
While we got a few minutes left, Governor Rick Perry, I hate you. I don't like you. I don't like him.
What do you do to earn this hate?
He's just him. As I said during the news this week, I met him when I was 12, and from the time I met him, I never liked him. He walked up and shook my hand, and children know, because I still had that child sense then, you know, that child spidey sense you have?
Yeah.
And he shook my hand, and I said, I do not like him. I came home and told my mom. Came home from church. We were at church. I said, he is evil. My hand caught on fire when I shook his hand. No, I'm kidding. But he is here in Texas. You know, the other devil is moving to Texas, EA. And he was down saying how wonderful it was that they were there. But does anybody remember just a couple of weeks ago when the whole California bill was going through, or he was trying to go through? He was the main one trying to push it through. We need to get rid of these violent video games. But when the devil shows up, you're down in Austin saying
now you're in a conundrum, though. See, now you're in a conundrum.
Why am I in a conundrum?
Because I don't think the devil, if violent video games are so evil, then why would the devil be promoting them? Why would he not be promoting them? Excuse me. He should be promoting them if they're so evil.
He is promoting them. That's what I'm saying. He was down in Austin this week with EA saying,
but he tried to get rid of all the violent videos. So he thinks EA makes like children's games for kids. They probably told him that too. He probably didn't do any research. They probably told him, oh, look at all these wonderful games we have for kids and stuff. They probably showed him some sort of like Fluffy Bunnies too or something like that. And he was like, oh, yeah, that looks good.
I like Fluffy Bunnies.
Oh, Fluffy Bunnies.
I'm just saying, he probably didn't do any of his research. Yeah, that's the thing. Politicians, if you wait long enough, a politician will contradict himself within your lifetime. You have to wait long enough.
That didn't take him long. And he's trying to run for president. So I would like to point out to you people that live in Texas, don't vote for him. He was trying to get rid of our games. And now he's saying, oh, it's all gravy because they came here.
That's because EA passed him a couple Hunskies.
Like, I'm pretty sure they did. We'll put you in the office. No, you won't.
A few Hunskies. You know what? Green is the universal language that politicians speak. We know that.
Yeah.
Microsoft Points is my universal thing.
And if anybody's listening, green is the language that I speak as well. So I'm very fluent.
I thought you liked boob.
Green is the language we speak too.
I thought he liked boob. I thought boob was the language for him.
I speak several languages, Corey. I am a master. I'm like the Rosetta Stone. I unlock several different languages at the same time.
What is wrong with you?
I speak boob. I speak game. I speak leet. I speak.
I raised you wrong. I'm sorry. I did a bad job. Don't kill nobody, though.
I won't kill anybody.
It's okay if you do, though, because they're going
to
blame
me. Let's put it this way, Corey. There, you won't be around to worry about it.
Oh,
I go on a rampage, you won't be around to be sad about it.
Can you kill me after October when I get my Sims pets? Let me just play for a couple days.
And then you can shoot me. Just let me get that out of my system, and then we can talk about the rest.
You can go on and take me out after that.
Reminds me of that. Remember, was the Adam Sandler movie? It was the one where it was Billy Madison, and he calls that guy to apologize, and the guy, like, you know, sitting there says, okay, and he hangs up the phone, and he's, like, cleaning his gun, and he goes over and, like, crosses Billy Madison's name off the list of people to kill. All right, anyway.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys need to get out more, seriously.
We're busy playing games.
Yeah, so we can go shoot people later, because we've been like
you people just make me sick.
Wait. So since I play Rift all the time, am I going to go looking for a rift in the sky to kill things from?
You're going
to
see it tomorrow, and he's going to run around screaming, run! Okay. Don't you see?
Okay, and then I can, like, shoot, like, a bow and arrow, or, ooh, I can cast my fireball spell. Yeah.
I'm going to run out in the yard.
Everybody knows you never go full retail.
Look, I'm going to run out in the yard with a sword and try to cut the grass with a sword, you know, like in Legend of Zelda. And then I'm going to dig for rupees through the grass. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Just so y'all know. Y'all can watch. I'll put it up on Facebook. Go outside. Y'all think I'm joking. Tomorrow I'm going to put a Facebook picture.
No, I don't think you're joking.
Okay, first, before it's time to go, I do want to say this. My lovely cousin had lost her dog earlier today, and I threatened to cut. Yeah, it was Simone. You know Simone.
Simone, girl. I hope you find your dog.
Well, no, she got it back. I just want to call off the hunt. Okay. I want to call off the hunt because I put a hit out on whoever had taken the dog. Okay, don't cut it.
Damn. You ain't playing, bitch.
I shared the picture. I was like, if you see somebody with this dog, cut them and then send me an email. Okay, don't cut anybody. The dog is home. If you see one that looks like it, it's not her. She's safe and sound. Please don't cut anybody and say I told you to. I did tell you to do it, but it's cool.
Now you're going to end up the scapegoat of politicians now.
No, people skate chicken. Skate fish.
The skate fish of politicians now. People are going to be like, they killed him because of Corey, because of Game of Matrix. Told him to. Because
they had a dog, and it wasn't even the dog. I'd be like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. You said it. I didn't say anything. Wasn't even me. That was our bot posting on our Facebook page, just so you tell you. Oh. All right. Is it time for us to go? Yeah. Time to talk to you, too. Mainly Blaster.
I'm tired of talking to you.
I was tired of talking to you
before it started.
Ah, fine.
Whatever.
I did post this on Facebook, but I do want to say this too. There is some bot or whatever thing that's telling you to like a certain page so you can break the ad button. Please do not click that. Some of you just don't know any better, and some of you do, but those of you who don't, it's not real. It's something evil. It's probably going to steal your information or take over your Facebook account. If it comes from us, we didn't do it. I'm not sending you messages talking about click this button. We wouldn't do it, so don't do it. The end. And they lived happily ever after.
No, they didn't.
You know I do know where you live, right?
Well, that's fine. Come down here.
Up.
I just want to say one thing.
No.
Just one thing.
No.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
You just want to
come at me, bro.
You just want to know to say it. Come at me.
Right. Come at me, bro. No, I'm doing the whole hand thing, too, right? Come at me, bro.
Verily I say, brother, if thou wish to strike me, proceed towards my person.
A.K.A. come at me, bro.
Okay. I'm done.
Wow, we are a bunch of retards. We are a bunch of retards. Thank you.
I need you. I need that on my phone for when she calls. Go ahead and make that for me, Blaster. So when she calls, I can just laugh. As soon as my phone rings, come at me, bro. I'll be like, ah, this is Jerry.
Again. You know what? I might make a sound bite of that.
Oh, that's
it. It is time to go. Peace out, bitches. Favorite us if you'd like us. Favorite us if you don't, because that'll teach us a lesson right there.
That's right. My line, by the way.
You didn't say it. I did. Oh.
To come at her, bro.
Proceed towards my person.
Come at me, bro.
In my mind, and I'm feeling like I'm flying, but I'm a toad, so I am fine. Yes, I'm fine. Just cause I'm living a life of crime and I get fine. Yes, I'm high. Yes.
I go by the wiki, all the girlies wanna freeze me cause I make it look so easy. I'm not with invisions in the key, yeah. Crazy, what you fucked up, I'm crazy, and you better move. Hey, you be pushing up daily. I'm crazy, cause I'm open the game so long, the sugar bunny plays me. I'm crazy, I don't really know, the time is up, game over. Somebody call a plumber, cause when you fuck me, I think you
Wow. Hello?
Are we off now?
Now we are.
We're not off yet. You gotta do the end episode.
See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.